And welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, and I hope you'll stay with us for the second half of our program and stay with us in this segment. In addition to Beth McDonald, our AAA editor, we're also going to talk with a guest who will be on this program in November, Sura Charlet, and she has a special event that is actually coming up on the 10th of September. We'll talk more about that in a minute. But first, Beth.
Yes.
Kind of a weird day for me anyway. Things happening, not wanting to get too emotionally involved and just kind of deal with life as it's coming. What's our focus for today?
Well, our focus for today is to stay practical and pragmatic and be in your Buddhist mode and just do the next right thing.
Okay.
There is a configuration in the sky called a grand trine. And it's a relationship between three different planets. And these three different planets this time are all in Earth signs. Now, the Earth signs are the more reliable, the more dependable, the more methodical. It's kind of easy to get traction when there's Earth signs going on. And so it doesn't necessarily mean that everything's groovy, but the things that aren't groovy will be easier to fix.
Okay.
If, you know, again, just stay present with it, and it's going to be going on for the better part of the week. It's between the Sun and Venus in Virgo, and then that's reaching out and touching Pluto in Capricorn, and then both of those are reaching out and touching Jupiter, which is at 10 degrees Taurus.
Okay.
And so it's kind of a stable, steadying influence. And so if there's things that you have been trying to finish, if there's things that have come up, you know, whether it's a new task or an old task, it's going to be easier to both get things done and have a good attitude about it.
Okay. And maybe a good piece of advice, taking it from our guest, Brent Marchant, is go to the movie and see an inspiring film, an uplifting film. Get your mind off of this stuff. That might be a good way to do it if you can't stay practical and stay focused.
Well, I think that's right. Part of being practical is pacing yourself. You can't go full tilt boogie 24/7. You've got to step back. You've got to go to the movies sometimes. You've got to go get out in nature sometimes. You've got to connect with your partner and your family and your beloveds, you know, and so it is really about being smart and practical and pacing yourself, kind of like an endurance runner.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, we're certainly doing that, running endurance and trying to get everything done. I remember thinking about this on Friday as I'm wrapping up my day with multiple tasks, and I'm fortunate that at my full-time job, I have an intern that I'm working with, and he was able to take care of most of it, and it all looked really good, and everything seems to be going. And then I go out to the car, and somebody banged into our car. I can't open the front door.
Oops. And no note, no nothing.
Nothing. Oops. Because odds are, I'll bet you, they didn't even know they got that close. Or maybe they did, and they didn't want to deal with it.
Right. I'm seeing an awful lot of uninsured drivers, unlicensed drivers right now. You know, a lot of things are coming to pass. And
wow.
So, you know, just be patient and you know, this is fixable, infinitely fixable.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's no reason to generate a lot of energy over it anyway, because it's you get it fixed and you move on and life is, you know, and that's what you pay insurance for.
Right, and it's a holiday weekend. You don't want to be consumed by that.
Oh,
not at all. Last big holiday weekend of the summer.
Yeah.
Yep, go to the beach.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, people can get a hold of you through your website, which is
www.BethMcDonaldConsulting.com.
Or 963-0842.
Yep.
Great. Beth, have a great Labor Day weekend, and we will talk to you next week.
Awesome.
All right.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.